Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Is it ever an option for one man to be real with another? I mean to be completely authentic and let the walls fall down. Is it a possibility for two men to be closer than brothers, to be there for one another when the going gets tough? Right here we're talking about accountability friendships, where two men unconditionally affirm one another and at the same time hold one another up to God's blueprint for their lives, to liberate themselves into their true God-given selves. It's a kind of bonding and friendship that most men have never experienced, but that you can have if you really want it. I've recorded a conversation with two such guys who have this accountability friendship with one another. I'm calling one Bob and the other Robert so that they can totally have anonymity to be themselves and to really be transparent to you. So let me play you just an excerpt of this conversation I've had with these two accountability friends. Guys, let's talk about... men friendships. Would you agree that usually speaking, men in the Western culture generally have acquaintances? They may have guys that they go out fish and hunt and play golf with and watch ball games with or what have you, but they're really acquaintances. They are not real, authentic friends. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, it's real easy for guys to, you know, guys don't have to be doing anything to be together. Like you said, they can be watching a ball game or they can be playing golf together and you know, they're just at ease with that. But when the rubber meets the road, so to speak, is those guys who are there when you go through a trouble or a trial or a hardship. You know, those are who your real friends are. I saw somewhere where it said that's how you can tell the difference between your real friends and acquaintances, because when the times get tough, your acquaintances go away because they don't want to be involved with that. Your real friends come in there and they share your whatever you're going through. And yeah, I think it's very easy for guys to just have acquaintances. And I would even go as far as say that most guys, that's all they have is acquaintances.
Yeah, that's probably what changed my life. You asked me a question earlier about what made me realize that I was really going down the wrong road. And I think when I got one of my first true friends was he went through a problem. He found out that his daughter was pregnant out of wedlock, and he needed somebody to talk to. Well, we had to drop all the macho stuff and all the fake stuff. I mean, as he's standing there with tears running down his face, it's hard to be fake. Not 3 months later, I went through the same thing, and he was there for me, and our friendship started there. And since then, I've realized what a true friend is. It's not somebody that you call and run hunting with or run play golf with. It's somebody that you can be real with, and it changed my life.
We're talking with two guys that I'm calling Robert and Bob, who are sharing their lives with us on this particular edition. These are accountability friends who get together with one another and are real authentic with each other. And I want to tell you guys, I really appreciate your sharing your lives with me.
Well, if it helps one guy, Gary, like it did me, it's worth it.
Yeah, it's been a fairly new experience for me, but it's really made a difference in my life.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
Why do you think it is that men, generally speaking, only have acquaintances and some kind of a real soul knitting, as I've heard it expressed by a guy named Stu Weber, who's really just a wordsmith? It talks about soul knitting, spirit expanding bonds that are kind of foreign to most men. Wonder why most men in the Western culture have really never connected with that kind of a relationship with somebody of the same gender.
Well, I think it's because it's safe. And in my own experience, you know, if you don't know me and you don't know really what I'm going through, then, you know, you think I've got my act together and you think everything's okay and that you know, I must be an all right guy because I don't ever have any problems or anything. And, you know, I don't know if that goes back to when we were little and we're taught to compete against each other. You know, we do it in the workplace, and we've already talked about how we compare material possessions and stuff with each other, if that's just our nature. But to be able to open up and to share those things with somebody, it's tough. It takes some time for those walls and those natural mechanisms that we have in our inside to come down, I think. It's tough. I mean, you really, it's like opening yourself up, and, you know, you're just almost daring somebody to kind of step on your feelings or whatever, or, you know, call you weird or different or a nutcase or a, you know, it's hard to admit your weaknesses.
I think it's John Wayne's fault. No.
And Rambo.
Right. Yeah. Everything that we've ever seen or heard or been taught, you want to be like, you want to be like John Wayne. You want to be the hero. You never would see John Wayne turn around with tears running down his face and say, "Please don't leave you. I love you." Yeah. And that's just the way we've been programmed, and we're comfortable with that. We would rather be the hero and the big guy, and it's a tough thing to break down, and just to be the real you. I'm just kidding. All you John Wayne fans.
I've had with me on this particular edition two guys who are actually what are called accountability friends, one that I'm calling Robert and the other one Bob, and I want to appreciate you guys coming on with me today.
Glad to do it, Gary.
Thank you for asking us.
Save the man.
You know, the bruises and the wounds that we suffer way back early in our lives, maybe from an uncaring or maybe from even just a distant parent, make us kind of feel like that we are so unlovable that we cannot really be ourselves. We cannot really reveal the authentic inner selves to another man. They cause us to be hard on the exterior, but to kind of lose heart and become kind of lame on the interior. You know what I mean, Job? But the fact of the matter is, every man needs a deep-spirited friend or two.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. You know, God doesn't love who we pretend to be. He loves and accepts the sinners we truly are. This is great motivation for us to feel free, to change, and really, really live. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.